This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Amen. Are you ready for what the Lord will do tonight? Let's get into scriptures tonight. Let's begin from the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begetteth, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So tonight we're looking at what I titled creative faith. Creative faith. Creative faith. So then, what is faith? Faith is a living force drawn out of the living word of God, built on hope, rooted in the heart, released via the mouth, and when it is followed with corresponding actions, it produces living and practical proofs. It produces living and practical proofs. Faith is a living force drawn out of the living word of God, built on hope, rooted in the heart, released via the mouth. Take note of everything I'm saying here. Number one, it is drawn out of the living word of God. Number two, it has to be built on hope. Then it must be rooted in your heart. Then what is rooted in your heart must be released via your mouth. And there must be a corresponding actions. When all of this happens, then it produces living proofs or practical proofs. So therefore, faith that works is built on hope. Because faith is a substance of things hoped for, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith that works is built on hope, cultivated or rooted in the heart, and it is released via the mouth, and it is accompanied by corresponding actions. It is accompanied by corresponding actions. We have the twins, or what I call it, the power twins in faith, which is the power twins, which is faith and patience. Faith and patience are the power twins. Faith and patience are the power twins. And I will show you that Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 tells us that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. When light comes, it produces faith and patience. And when that happens, when these power twins, you know, takes place, then you are able or positioned to inherit the promise. That is, we are commanded to follow those who inherited the promise through faith and patience. Now, the patience there doesn't mean to put up to something. It means to be consistently constant. It means to be constantly the same. It means endurance. The patience there is not to put up to something or put up with something. The patience there means to be consistently constant. Constant, to be constantly the same, and endurance. So patience is a state of consistency. Patience is a state of consistency. That is, everything is good. You're believing God. Everything is not good. You're still believing God. You're still thanking him. Why? Patience is a state of consistency. Everything is working well. You still believe God. You're thanking him. Everything is not working well. You're still believing God. You're thanking him. That is to say, and what is working or not working does not affect your faith in God. It is to remain consistently constant. It is to remain constantly the same, no matter the changing times, no matter the prevailing circumstances. It is to remain consistently constant, constantly the same, no matter the changing times, and also no matter the prevailing circumstances. That is, patience is that spiritual quality that keeps you holding on to faith or holding on to your faith irrespective of the circumstances around you. Patience is what enables you to consistently holding on to your faith irrespective of the circumstances around you. That is where now you are holding on to what the Lord have said. Why? Because light has come from scriptures. When light comes from scriptures, you are holding on to that light no matter what is not happening in the present circumstance. That is where many believers have also missed it. They hold on to faith. They are in the journey to testimony. Then all of a sudden, they start running out of patience. They start running out of patience. Particularly, you know, if you're yet to receive your testimony in these 21 days, before you know it, if you do not hold on and maintain patience, you, before you know it, the testimony that is due to you, you can abort it. And when you run out of patience, your faith will waver. The reason why some believers' faith waver is because they run out of patience. Because immediately you run out of patience, your confession will be affected. And when your confession is affected, what now happens is your faith adventure will have an accident. Your faith adventure will have an accident. If you run out of patience, what happens is your faith will waver. The very moment your faith wavers, it will affect your confession. And once your confession is affected, your faith adventure will be involved in an accident. Now, faith opens the door. Patience keeps the door open until the products of faith comes in. What are the products of faith? Your new job is a product of faith. Your business breakthrough is a product of faith. Your marital destiny is a product of faith. Success in your academics is a product of faith. Open doors, product of faith. Business breakthrough, product of faith. Peace in your marriage, product of faith. Opportunities overseas in South Africa, product of faith. So if patience keeps the door open until the products of faith comes in. Now, when there is no patience, when faith opens the door, because of lack of patience, the door closes back again. Like now, most of you now, the door is wide open because your faith has been stirred up by the abundance of light that is consistently shining in your path. That is why I said to you, you do not stop and take a break and say, well, 21 days is over. Let me take some few days, you know, just in a few days. No, not more than a few days. I can tell you this. If you take that few days, you may never return back. Give Jesus praise. Amen. You may never return. And that is why you see someone, you know, who was committed in the 21 days. Then by February, we are no longer seeing them in the house of God. They are no longer even a Christian. Because why? They have that few days. Remember, oh Jesus, I wish I got that. I was able to get that, the skit. You know, these guys did a skit and, you know, this guy was studying scriptures. The devil is just hanging around him, waiting for him, you know, to just get to the place where he's tired. And each time, to the point where even the devil was busy eating the tomatoes in his house, like just waiting. So he got to a point, it looks like he was getting tired. The devil running, waiting. But before you know it, the guy again, somehow, you know, picked up his scriptures again and continued. The devil gave up on him and said, no, this one. Now, that is what is happening. If, as it is right now, your faith is pumped up. Your faith has been built up. Light has shone in your faith, in your direction. Remember the virgins. Some took oil with them. Some didn't take oil. They are all virgins. But the foolishness of the other five was that when they were going on that journey, they just assumed that the oil they had was going to be enough for the journey. We are talking about 12 calendar months. 12 calendar months. 21 days alone in the presence of God will not be enough. So you must take enough oil. What is enough oil? Remaining consistently constant so that your faith does not get an accident. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Because what will keep patience alive in your heart is when you remain in the Word of God. The Word of God continues to come. It continues to come because faith opens the door. Patience is what keeps the door open or closes it. The job of the enemy is to put you under pressure so that you withdraw patience so that the door that faith has opened can be closed. I repeat that statement. The job of the enemy is to put pressure on you so that Or some of you might not even be pressure, is to put pleasure on you. Some of you is pressure, some of you is pleasure. But whichever way, the job of the enemy is to make sure that you get to the place where you withdraw patience so that he can close the door that faith has opened. Now, what patience does is to hold on no matter the pain, hold on no matter the medical report, holding on no matter the statistics, no matter the business report, no matter the bad news, no matter the no that you have received. Patience continues to hold on no matter how many accounts, no matter what is not working for you. Patience holds on. It holds on. That is to say, no matter what is happening in your bank balance, patience holds on, knowing that I am generously supplied by his divine provision. Patience continues to hold on. You are maintaining your disposition in spite of how you feel until the result you are expecting manifests. Even when the result manifests, you still maintain your disposition. Why? Because you are not coming to take from God and run off. You are here to follow God. Whatever he adds to you will not change who you are. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise one more time. So all that was obtained in scriptures was obtained by faith. Without faith, God cannot work. Without faith, God cannot participate in your affairs. Without faith, God cannot get involved. The only thing that connects God to your situation is when your faith is released. And your faith has to be rooted in the word of God. Listen, friends, the only source of faith is the word of God. The only source of faith is the word of God. So whenever you settle down, like what you have been doing in these 21 days, to hear or to receive the word of God, you are actually building up your faith capacity. Whenever you settle down to receive or to hear the word of God or to study the scriptures, what you are doing for yourself is you are building up your faith capacity. You are building up your faith capacity. Hallelujah. So to live by faith, take note of the following light quickly. To live by faith, take note of the following. Number one, the word of God must be superior and final authority in your life. If you are to live by faith, the word of God must be superior and it must also be the final authority in your life. The word of God must be the final authority. If you are going to live by faith, then the word of God must be superior to any other thing in your life. It must be superior to any other opinion in your life. The word of God must be superior. It must be the final authority. Every other thing, no matter what happens around the town, what happens in the city, what happens in the news media, or what the news media is saying, what social media is saying, it does not affect anything. The word of God remains the final authority. What people are saying, what every other report is saying, is not as important as the word of God. The word of God must be superior and it must also be the final authority in your life. The word of God must be the final authority. So if you're going to live by faith, you've got to exalt the authority of God's word above experiences. You've got to exalt the authority of God's word above anyone's opinion, above what the print media is saying, electronic media is saying, social media is saying. You must exalt the word of God above all of those opinions. You must exalt the word of God above your circumstances. You must exalt the word of God above what your friends are saying, what family members are saying, because that is the only way you can live by faith. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 5, 7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." We walk by faith, not by sight. So this year, that is the year of life. You walk by faith. You walk by faith. You live here, you get a negative report, you walk by faith. You take the scriptures, you confess it over you, above the negative report. Above the negative report. You cannot mix your faith with people's experiences. When there is a mixture, your faith will be contaminated. When there is a mixture, you will contaminate your faith. When fear is tolerated, faith is contaminated. When fear is tolerated, because what contaminates our fear largely is our faith largely is fear. Fear contaminates our faith. So you cannot mix faith and fear together. When fear is tolerated, faith is contaminated. Remember, faith comes by hearing. The same way also fear comes by hearing. Hallelujah. They both come by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And the cheapest way to contaminate faith is by tolerating fear. And fear is a symptom of slavery. Remember, I said that to you yesterday. Fear is a symptom of slavery. So for fear not to be tolerated, you must stay in faith. You must stay in faith. You must not give your ears to fear. You must not create room for fear. You must not accommodate fear. You must avoid fear as much as possible. You know, during the COVID time, how you avoided everybody around you. You know, you must avoid fear. Even some of you, when we say do the elbows, no, I ain't doing that. You know, that's how you must avoid fear. Stop hugging on to fear. Stop kissing fear. Stop romancing fear. Stay far from fear. Fear is more deadly than COVID-19. Fear is contagious. Listen, when you hug someone who carries the spirit of fear, they will contaminate you. Fear is contagious, highly contagious. Stay away from fear. If there's one thing you must stay away from anyone who has fearful thong. Stay away from them in this season. Amen. Because where fear is, faith is not. Where faith is, fear is not. If you understand faith and you stay away from fear, you walk in dominion. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. Did you understand what I've said tonight? Let's move again. Number two, you must resolve that the Bible is God talking to you. Resolve the Bible is God talking to you. That is, every time you read the Word of God, you must see God speaking to you through the pages of the Bible. The Bible is a love letter from God to His children. So whenever you open the Bible to read the Bible, don't read the Bible like a storybook. You read the Bible as God actually speaking to you. That is the way to live by faith. Whenever you read anything from the Word of God, put your name there. Personalize it. Put your name there. Are you hearing me now? I'm giving you secrets and keys. Whenever you read anything, that's how I read scriptures. I put my name there. Even when I read over a live church, haven't you heard me sometimes? When I read something, I will add a live church instead of Israel. I say, no, do I know it's a live church? So put your name there. Personalize scriptures. Learn to personalize scriptures. But you will discover that the more you personalize scriptures, the more you are able to prophesy with them over your life. Personalize scriptures. Whenever you study scriptures, put your name there. Whenever you read the Bible, don't read the Bible like a storybook. Put your name there. You read the Bible like God is speaking to you. Personalize it. When you see whosoever, remove the whosoever. Put your name there. When you see, if ye shall hearken diligently, remove ye, put your name there. Joseph, if you hearken diligently, put your name there. Remove it, remove the ye, remove the whosoever, put your name there. Are you understanding me? Because the Word of God is God speaking to you and I. Say amen to that. Number three, you must remember that it is unto you according to your faith. It is unto you according to your faith. It is not unto you according to your race. It is unto you according to your faith. It is not unto you according to your nationality. It is unto you according to your faith. It is not unto you according to your tribe. It is unto you according to your faith. It is not unto you according to your gender. It is unto you according to your faith. The day I found that revelation, I discovered that I can prosper anywhere on the planet Earth. Why? My location does not decide my prosperity. It is my faith that decides my prosperity. It is unto me according to my faith. It is not unto me according to how anybody feels about me. You don't have to like me, but I will still prosper in your presence. Give Jesus praise. Amen. Are you understanding me, friends? Nobody needs to like you for you to become all that God wants you to be. Are you understanding me? If that person is going to play a role in God's agenda for you, for that moment that they need to play that role, even though they hate you, God will somehow put you in their heart. After they play their role, they can go. Are you understanding me now? It is not unto you according to any man's hatred. It is not unto you according to any man disliking you. Anybody can dislike you. It's irrelevant. Are you understanding me tonight? It is unto you according to your faith. It is unto you according to your faith. Every man's faith, every man's destiny is faith determined. It is not unto you according to your certificate. It is not unto you according to your stature. It is not unto you according to your family name. It is unto you according to your faith. Why? Because every man's destiny is faith determined. The outcome of your life is a function of the quality of your faith. The outcome of your life is a function of the quality of your faith. It is unto you according to your faith. Whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are purple, whether you are red, it's irrelevant. We educated, illiterate, it doesn't matter. Your faith can take you where your certificate can never take you. So it's unto you according to your faith. So without faith, your destiny remains a victim. When faith is applied, victory becomes a part of your daily living. Without faith, your destiny can be aborted. Your destiny can be delayed. Manifestations can be delayed. But when faith is applied, victory becomes a part of your life. The scripture says, that our foundation scripture, verse 4, it says, for whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. He said, listen, inasmuch as you're born of God, you are born as an overcomer. He said, but there is a role your faith plays. The victory is our faith. See, when I discovered that the color of my skin is not a disadvantage. It doesn't change anything. If you feel that because it's color of my skin, you cannot submit to my leadership, you're the one losing out, not me. You're losing out. Being led by an amazing leader. It's true. You're losing out big time. See, I'm laughing. You're the one losing out. Being led by an amazing leader, being pastored by an amazing pastor. You're the one losing out, not me. Why? Because the color of your skin is irrelevant in the equation of God concerning lifting you. I'm not a victim. I'm a kingdom man. You're a kingdom woman. Are you understanding me tonight? I say you're a kingdom man. You're a kingdom woman. And you will manifest the kingdom wherever you find yourself. In the name of Jesus. Excellence has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It's unto me according to my faith. Ayana marada. So this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Our faith is the victory. When there is a battle, what you need is faith. Your faith is the victory over every battle. When there is a situation that looks impossible, what do you need? Faith. Why? Because where faith is concerned, all things are possible. When there is a mountain to conquer, what you need is faith. What you need is faith. Why? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Why? Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that is tall, to him that is short, to him that has a certificate. All things are possible to him that believes. The platform for possibility is belief, faith. Give Jesus praise tonight. So every man's destiny is faith determined. If it is too much for man, it means at that point, faith is needed. Why? Because what man cannot do, when faith is applied, divinity gets involved. And it is done effortlessly when divinity gets involved. Hallelujah. So it is unto you according to your faith. 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 Shanama Radabada. Listen. There are four components of Bible faith. I will give you only one tonight. I'll give the rest tomorrow. Four components of Bible faith. Number one, you must have God's word for what you desire to receive from God. Number one component of Bible faith is have God's word for what you desire to receive from God. If you are going to operate by real Bible faith, you must have God's word for everything you desire. Whatever you desire that you don't have God's word for, you will not have faith for it. No word, no faith. Hey, but I see, you know, my friend also got it. No. Your friend is not the foundation for faith. No word, no faith. No word, no faith. Whatever you desire, if you don't have God's word for it, it's just an assumption. Why? Because it is only yours when there is a word backing your desire. You have no word, you have no faith. When there is no word, you are only full of assumption. And just a little pressure, you will surrender. Because it is the word of God that generates faith that wins. The word of God generates faith that wins. Faith that wins is generated by the word of God. Are you following me tonight? So if you're believing God for a husband, get all the scriptures that guarantees husband. Because real Bible faith must have the word of God for whatever it desires. Remember, it was the word of God that became the platform on which Abraham's faith stood on. There is no other way to operate by real Bible faith without God's word. You must have word for whatever you desire. You must have scriptures backing your desire. You can have one, you can have ten, but you must have a word backing your desire. Something you can always refer back to. You say, God, you said this. You want to go to school and graduate, you've got to get scriptures that guarantees your graduation. Scriptures that guarantees your school fees, even when you don't have a scholarship. And the students say, amen. The problem is, your eyes is too much on NSFAS. That's the problem. Am I saying NSFAS is wrong? No, it's not. It's not. But you see that sometimes you need favor for you to be accepted by NSFAS. So you must have scriptures backing you so that when it is your turn, they should not use political means to manipulate you and give it to someone else. So you have scriptures. That whoever is in the NSFAS board, they will just be seeing you. Your name, even if they are trying to remove your name somehow, they will not know when they will write you in to make sure you get the funding you require for schooling. Give Jesus praise tonight. So example scriptures you can use. You know, you want to go to school and graduate. Example, very easy scriptures. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Say, the thoughts of peace are not of you. To give you an expected. God, your thought for me is thought of good. And your thought for me is to give me an expected end. To give me a glorious future. To give me a glorious future in my academics. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto their own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Lord, I trust in you. Concerning my academic journey, I trust in you. I acknowledge you in everything that I do. And I know you will direct my paths on this journey. Psalm 37, verse 4 to 5. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring to pass. God, I know you will bring to pass the money required for my school fees. You will bring it to pass that I will go to school, and it shall come to pass that I graduated. That I will not drop out by the wayside. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. Yes, I can do all things. I can study medical science. I can study engineering. I can do all things. My mind is open. I can study law. My mind is open. I can do all things. I can study film and theater arts. My mind is open. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So as I enter university, as I enter college, as I enter film school, I can do all things. No subject shall be too difficult for me. No model shall be too difficult for me because I can do all things. Proverbs 2 verse 6, TPT translation. Wisdom is a gift from a generous God. And every word he speaks is full of revelation and becomes a fountain of understanding within you. I have wisdom to graduate because the Lord's word has become a fountain of understanding. My lecturers will not open their mouth and I don't understand. Even before they lecture, I will understand because God's word has become a fountain of understanding. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So every morning you declare it over yourself. You want to start a business? You've got to get scriptures that guarantees the success of that business. You're running a business, get scriptures that guarantee the success of that business. You don't just wake up and say, you know, I bless my business. I bless my business. What are you doing? are you doing? Can I explain why the business is just going all over the place? No stability. And you get some prayers online, generic prayers, and you start playing it. You put your business inside. Can you this year should be 1 year, all of you grow up and stop all of that thing. Because the prayer is trending, you now put it and put your business logo and the voice. Stop that. Stop all of that. No word for that business. Let me give you one or two. Something you can hold on to. Deuteronomy 15:10. You shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grievous when you give to him. Because for this thing, the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. God, you will bless me in all my works. Whatever I put my hand, you said you will bless me. I receive the blessing of God over the works of my hands. Let me add another one. Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is swore to your father. As it is this day, God, you have given me power to get wealth. And this business is a channel through which the wealth must come. Therefore, I prophesy blessing on this business, increase on this business, blessing on my career, while you give me the power to get wealth. Give Jesus praise tonight. Whatever you want, you must have scriptures for it, because what gives the foundation and the backing that business, that career, that studies, that marriage, that destiny cannot be stopped by the enemy is the word of God that is available. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Have word, no faith. No faith, no manifestation. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. No word, no faith. Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I am in a hurry to perform my word over your life, over your marriage, over your death. I am in a hurry to perform my word. So if you want God to get involved and ensure that your desires find expression on the earth, listen, friends, there must be a backing of the word of God. No word, no faith. No word, no faith. No word, no faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Faith also comes by studying, and studying the scriptures. No word, no faith. This is 1 year you must soak yourself in the word. Soak yourself. You're believing God for something, search the scriptures. You cannot search, you can ask Pastor Cordelia to help you out, or any of the pastors around. Send them a message. Say, please, I'm believing God for this. Please, can you find a scripture that I can use to agree to release my faith on? What you're looking for social media prayers? And you think that will move you forward? It won't take you anywhere. No word, no faith. So look for scriptures. Your marriage is going through a turbulence. Look for scriptures that guarantees the restoration and the peace of that marriage, whether Satan likes it or not. I won't give you that one. Go and look for it yourself. That you can look at that marriage and bring the word of God over the marriage. No word, no faith. There must be a backing. No word, no faith. So if there has to be faith, there has to be the word of God. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's give the Lord praise tonight. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord. Lift your voice and just begin to bless God. Thank him. Oh, you're going to get some answers this year that will shock your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Ah. You know, when I look at some of you, I see glory. You're dripping glory. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. This year, your testimony will be so big, so large, that nobody will be able to contain it. They will look at you and they'll be asking, Abba, what is going on? Are you the only one God is visiting? And you will say, yes. Give Jesus praise tonight. Celebrate him. Lift your voice in thanksgiving. Lift your voice. Let's just begin to bless the Lord. Let's begin to bless the Lord. Give God praise. Father, I thank you that your light shines in my heart. Your light shines in my heart to produce faith. Your light shines in my heart to produce faith.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.